Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Community School District Superintendent Art Sadoff. It's finally here. The district administration building is open for use, and I guess, what does it look like so far?
Well, it's great to have the new district office, and I think as people saw, it's a nice open floor plan. There are much improved meeting spaces, great offices, so it really is a nice showpiece for the district. Gives us a chance to welcome new families into the district through our registration process, a building that we're proud to have them come in. And as we do professional development and board meetings and board committees and all those kinds of things, it seems like you can never have enough quality meeting space. So that's really a great benefit of the new building.
So the school board, one of the first things that they mentioned, obviously there was public comments about the SRO, the school safety committee. I think the board came out in favor as they have been, but this has been a long process. It's not like things happen overnight. There has been a decent amount of behind the scenes work in the possibility of getting an SRO for the Indianola Community School District.
Oh, for sure. It's a joint effort, and there's a lot of coordination involved. You know, you're talking about budgets for both the city and the school, and you're talking about a council and a school board, memorandum of understanding, job description, you know, all those things that go along with adding any kind of personnel. But also in this case, you know, it's a situation where you really want to get it right. You want to get the right person. You want to make sure it's sustainable. You know, I think there's been a feeling in some of the public that why isn't anything happening? Well, a lot of things are happening, as you said, but they're just needed conversations and planning behind the scenes. And I think the school and the city both have been respectful of each other, too, and our processes and what we have to get done. So, you know, I think as far as a need to convince people, that's not a need. It's just what we need is a little bit of patience as we get some things worked out.
Another thing approved by the Indianola School Board was the calendar. It's not something that's built overnight. Again, this is a long process that it takes to build this calendar and one that works for everybody in the district or as much as possible. Talk about not only the building of the calendar, but what that means for the next year for the Indianola School District.
Sure. Yeah, there are a lot of factors, as you said, Andrew, and some of them are local things, like do you have a spring break? And if you do, who do you try to sync your spring break up with? And in our case, it's with DMAC since we do a lot of concurrent enrollment classes. Do you have a desire to have a 2-week Christmas vacation, which is what we usually try to shoot for? Do you want to try to get out as early as possible before June? That's gotten more difficult as the legislature has made some changes about when you can start school, not being able to start before August 23rd. So there are a lot of things that go into it. And then locally, we have that additional layer of complexity because we have both a traditional and a year-round calendar with a year-round program. Assistant Superintendent Ron Lorenz does a great job of working on the calendar. He's usually the primary architect. We've really worked hard to get input. We had comments from 131 different staff members on our traditional calendar this year. The year-round calendar was done in cooperation with the principal and the instructional coach and building leadership team in that building. We did end up with, you know, very good calendars, I think, that have professional development days built in, that have the breaks that we want. The timing of things is pretty good. You're never going to get the perfect calendar for every single person, you know, and there are individual desires there too, but we feel good about where we ended up.
First semester ends, second semester beginnings. It's a good time to reflect on the goals set at the beginning of the school year. Where do you think the school district kind of sits in terms of what you had planned for the 2018-2019 year?
Well, personally, my personal goals dealt with prioritizing emotional intelligence and relationships, and that's always going to be important. We're in a people business, you know, whether it's teachers dealing with students or teachers and administrators dealing with parents or just the relationship with the community. We're a people business and we're a service business. So that's always going to be at the top of our list. And that's not just my personal goal. We have, all of our employees working very hard on that. The second goal that I had personally that again relates to district goals, my goals really are the district goals and what's going to help us move forward, dealt with prioritizing resources and try to help us continue to move forward and how we're serving students and the decisions we're making about facilities and curriculum and that kind of thing. A little bit of pressure was taken off. We've talked about enrollment in the past with a little bit of an enrollment increase. That helps out with our resources a little bit for next year. So we continue to progress there. And, you know, then we have the overarching goal that is kind of like the first one, just having quality relationships and connections. And that's something that we work at very diligently, whether it's, you know, cooperating with the Chamber of Commerce or Rotary or other service organizations or just within our district too. So I think it's the right work, and a lot of people are working very hard at it. We're trying to do the best we can by kids and have good relationships and use our resources well.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.